Our other new world leader is the chief of state for Vatican City. You probably know him better by a different title, Pope, the leader of the world's 1.2 billion Catholics. And as we told you yesterday, there's a new pope, Pope Francis. We'll get back to that name in a second, but before he took it, he was Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina in 1936, before he became a priest, Bergoglio studied to be a chemist. He was ordained in 1969. Became a cardinal in 2001. He was supposedly the runner-up to become pope in 2005. This year, he was one of the oldest papal candidates. He chose the name Francis in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, a Catholic who was famous for his work with the poor. A Vatican expert said the name choice is very significant. He said it shows the new pope is focused on rebuilding the Catholic Church. During this mass service yesterday, Pope Francis talked about moving the Catholic Church forward. He's already made history as the first South American pope. Tom Foreman looks at the numbers involved in his election.
To understand just how astounding this election is, you have to consider the collision that occurred between the 115 cardinal electors in this room and the 1.2 billion Catholics all over the planet. Look at where they are. If you go out to places like Oceania and Asia out there, you get relatively small numbers, 9 million in Oceania. You move up to Asia, you get about 130 million. Over to Africa, 185 million. And then Europe with 285 million. That has always been the place where popes came from. But look at what has changed. Here's North America, the United States and Canada we're talking about here, with 85 million Catholics. And then comes the powerhouse. All of Latin America with 501 million Catholics. That's almost half of the world's Catholic population. And bear in mind, over here in North America, one out of three Catholics says he is Hispanic. So you can see the tremendous power here. If this were a democracy, no question, this is the kind of pope who would be elected. But it's not a democracy. So look at what happened in this room that's so astonishing. Consider Italy for a moment. This is one country with just under 56 million Catholics. Compare that to Latin America, as I mentioned before, a whole region with 501 million Catholics. But now look at the cardinals who are in this room to vote on all of this. Italy, as small as it is, had 28 cardinals voting in this room, whereas Latin America, as huge as it is, only had 19 and only two of those from Argentina. The only way this election happened was for more people in this side to finally say the world really is changing for the Catholic Church after 2,000 years. It really is changing, and the Church has to answer to it. And this Pope is the result.